We're up to where it says Ki boires eiver min hachai. Is the arm of a person eiver min hachai? We're up to, we did yesterday the writing of the on the kavuras. I'm sorry, burying eiver min hachai. The burial of an eiver min hachai, an arm. Rachmanel son, if a person's arm is amputated or leg, does a limb need to be buried in the kever? Or maybe it can be disposed of with medical waste. This is the Shaila, and we want to bring a raya from the daf. What does it say? The Gemara's discussion involved taking in a slave and writing a get onto the arm of the slave and giving the slave to Anisha as a divorce, using the slave as parchment. So the Gemara there says, why do you? The Gemara said, if you go and you write on a leaf, if the leaf is still attached to the tree, it's not kosher. It's not a kosher because you have to detach the leaf from the tree. But if you write it on the slave, you can just give the Isha the entire slave. Now, why can't you go to cut off the arm of the? What about cutting off the arm of the slave? So the Gemara says, "Bishlam yad yevel lo yevshul miktsaya." Bishlam, cutting off the arm of an eved. You can't cut off the arm of the eved. That's aela karen shel paro likaitzei v'leisa. But let's say a person writes a get on a horn of an animal. And so let him cut the horn off. Kolaymar Hagemar Makshem. I do it because of God. Get al Karen the Parish of Paro. Nois to Mesa Paro the Isha. Why does the Gemara say that the man has to give the Isha the entire animal? Let the man write the get on the horn of the animal. Cut off the horn and give the horn to the animal. And the ene choytech as a Karen meroish. Shein ze ki koysev ala get al yadoi shel evet sheyev shul koytetsa. And the Gemara answers the reason why it's invalid to cut off the horn is because there's a hefsek, because if you plan on cutting off the horn of the animal, so it's there's a hefsek between the chosav v'nosan. A man has to write and give. If he has to first do something else that is significant, like cutting off the horn from the head of the animal, it's chosav. It's then chotach. It's cutting, and then it's v'nosan. So therefore, it's invalid. He has to give the Isha the entire animal, so there should not be a hefsek between the chosav and the nosan. But when it comes to a slave, the Gemara says a double portion. You can't go. It's not normal for a person to take a slave and cut the arm of the slave. Now let's see.
Why would anybody?
But it's a
theoretical.
It's theoretical. The Gemara many times has theoretical. Stories, theoretical questions. Berashi perish shatam sheyev shuliktzayitz leevid as yodesh leevid hu mishum iser chavola sharei hu shayich b'mitzvahs. Why not? Why does the Gemara assume as a davar poshut that you can't cut off, amputate the arm of the slave? Why not? The same way the Gemara had a shaila with regard to the horn of the animal, the Gemara should have the same shaila with regard to the slave. Let this master go and amputate his arm and give the arm to the isha. She'll freak out. That's for sure. But why can't he do it? So Rashi says you're not allowed to. You're making a chavola, a wound. You're not allowed. It's the sixth parasha. The sixth parasha of a person wounds. You're not allowed to do this. All you'll say, but a slave is subhuman. He's not a human being. It is a human being. Not only he's chayv in mitzvahs. Ki isha udil never kanani. He's chayv sadeh. For how could you say such a thing? But Rashi perish shatam sheyev shalikzay. He wants to be gray from this badaf that you do not need to bury a limb. There's a more fundamental reason why a man cannot go cut off, amputate the arm of a slave and give it to a woman, because once it's cut off, it must be buried. There's a mitzvah. And we'll learn this. anything that's meant to be buried, we view it already as if it's buried, we view it al-asid, and therefore he's giving the isha something which is in the ground. He's not giving her something which is mamoshus. Since this limb is meant to be buried in the ground, so halachically we view it like it's already in the ground, it has decayed, it doesn't exist, so he's not giving her anything of mamoshus, so it's not a kosher get. The fact that the Gemara does not make an issue out of this point, it must be that maker hadin, a person does not need to bury the limb of a human being, and that is why he can theoretically give this to the isha.
And you can say the same thing by all shalzayis, it will dry up.
But there's no halach, it's a mitzvah. Everything ultimately withers and decays. Everything. We don't have any remnants of things that existed, anything that existed 1,000 years ago. Everything. But there's no halach. If the halach demands that it be done, so then it's a different category. So this is this fascinating raya of the Beis David. Mikach shevam shenechtuch meyodim chayik on adam shechad lo regla yitzvah lo eimchach lukavar mishim loikin halah evit kukavar adam lukavar kishyamus. Chol adam lukavar kavar adam. Okay, in Cain, 3 lines from the paragraph beginning, in Cain. Kishem sheget oimel l'sreifa apostle mishum shekusei nichtas shiura. Just like if we have a get that's written on a suri hano, it's not a kosher get because something that you're not allowed to derive benefit from must be burnt. If it's avodah zarah, it has to be burnt. So we look at its future. It's meant to be destroyed, and once it's destroyed, it does not exist. So the same principle can be applied to something which is meant to be buried. Shrezeku kilu shein by shiur. An incredible chiddush from the Beis David. Ulam, Beshut Maharav, I don't know who this is, Kosaf, Litcha Yisrayas HaBeis David. He disagrees. Ubir Shadova, Hoymer Bishrefa Dinaki Ilun Nishraf. That's something which is meant to be burnt, we look at it as if it were was burnt. The Harehu Kamisha Ein, it doesn't exist. Like what you were saying, Nechemia. Masha Ein Kein, Bechirov Kivura, Sheinoi Din Isur, Shechal Al Hadova Shalchain Alain Liroisa Kilu Kumisha Einoi. Ella Shemishum is Zoyin Hames, Oi Kadesh Lo Yishlu Betoma, Yishlik for S. Aver Hames, Oi Alkoponim Kadei Lechaper Olaf. Burial brings atonement. Aval Vadai Ein. Al Aver min Hames din Isur. There's no such concept that is prohibited and must be destroyed and dissolved into dust. Shulchein Nemar, Sharei Ukamish Einai. So therefore, he says an incredible chiddush. He says it's true. Maybe really, I'll tell you the halach is an Aver min Hames, an Aver min Achai must be buried, but it does not make it into a Dover HaOsur. It's not a Dover HaOsur. It's not a Dover HaOsur. We don't follow the same rule of something which is meant to be burnt. We've view it as a davar sheyesh by mamish, and then it would be a good get. So it's not necessarily a good raya. Gam kein b'shut chelkas Yaakov kosam lachlik al raya sabeis David ubir shedin kisusei michta shiur lo yishayach klal beget. Kevin, since ein shiur leget, this entire concept does not exist by get. There is no shiur. V'rak b'davar sheyesh by shiur nemar hasasvara shem hu oimel lisov ki harei hu kumir she'enoi. Okay, this is a very popular chiddush that you cite. This concept of kisusei michta shiur, or we view something that it does not exist after its future, is only true by something which requires a shiur. They have a kazayis matzah. I need a kazayis. There's a requirement. There's a shiur. You need a revius of yayin. If this matzah is meant to be destroyed because it's asa behana, if this yayin is meant to be destroyed because it's asa behana, so then we apply the rule kisusei nich. We look at its future. Kisusei nich ta shiura. The shiur doesn't exist. It's dissolved, and therefore it's invalid to be used for a mitzvah because the mitzvah by definition requires a shear. But a get, there is no such thing as a shear. If you can write a get as long as it's legible, there's no halacha that there must be a certain size to the parchment. There's no such thing. There's no such halacha what the sizes of writing a get are. The melos, even if something is meant to be destroyed, and we say kisusei and it's meant to be dissolved, that does not have any effect on the validity of the actual ma'isa get. Connects virak the old beer shirak the Rav Shimon Amrin and Koloim Elisav Kusavadami. Furthermore, this halacha that we look at its future is only a das yachad Rav Shimon. The roiv ha'poskim pasku b'zekir rabbanan, that we don't don't look at something for its future. Okay, so the bottom line is, what do we have to take away with this? We have a shayla, does a limb, it's probably noger, rachmana litzlan, in hospitals where they have limbs from human beings. What do they do with these limbs? Is there a requirement according to halacha that it need to be buried? It's not clear. It's not clear. It's not exactly what. I don't think that, what I think it depends on the patient. I think a Jewish patient, they have. I think they do bury it. They do bury it.
There's a halacha also by a kohen. A lot of be metamed to a parent who lost a limb.
He's now metamed to a parent who lost a limb.
Yeah,
who lost the limb?
They amputated his foot.
Yeah.
And years later, he dies.
Yeah.
So they can't be metabolized.
Why not?
Because he's a halal. He's not a. You can't do a vayda with a halal.
But it's a din of tumas. I don't know. I didn't hear such a thing.
This is a big issue.
Yeah?
Very big issue.
Okay. Okay, but the bottom line is here we have a shayla. It's not clear. Does a limb have to be buried? Look, you see all these horror stories. There it's called Zaka. They go around to the scene of a terrorist attack and they pick up, they collect the smallest amount of flesh and blood to bury it. But is that an Ikar Hadin or is that a Chumrah? So he wants to bring a Raya here, the base from the Gemara, that it's not a Nikar Adin, it's only a Chumrah. It's not a Nikar Adin. The Raya is because the Gemara says that the Nikar Adin, the only reason why it's not a kosher get is because the only problem is because of Chavolah. And we don't say the more fundamental problem, it has to be buried. And once it's going to be buried, it's going to dissolve. It's going to dissolve, it doesn't exist. The Gemara doesn't say that. That's the base of it. Not everyone says it's not a kasha, it's not a Raya. Even though it has to be buried, it doesn't make a difference. Bottom line is, in the meantime, it's a davar sheyesh b'mamish. It's good. So again, here is an interesting makar to this sugya. Next sugya.
What, any organ or just a limb?
Any organ, it would appear. It would appear that it doesn't make a difference. Any organ. The Gemara's case is dealing with an arm.
Can't feature a piece of tissue or something.
No. The Gemara's case is an arm, is a limb. A limb is more significant, but l'chari would not make a difference. L'chari, it's all the same. As I mentioned, that in the Eretz Yisrael, we see on the news, Rachmana Litzlan, the Zaka, they go and they collect even small bits of flesh to burial. In a chinami, there's no question that's what's done, l'chatchila. But the shayla is this an ikar hadin, or is only a chumrah? Okay, next.
In other words, we have to have the limb, the foot of one of the, I don't know, it's a Mickey Marcus or someone, there's a, just a foot is buried there or something.
Who?
In Westport?
I think so.
Okay. Next halacha. The next halacha, imutu lachtech lebehema is novo lekelabes asno. Are you allowed to cut off the tail of an animal? Or cut off the ear while it's alive? You can take it to the vet because maybe it's wagging its tail and it's causing you harm. It's damaging. It's shattering all the kalim. The cat, the dog, the animal who works is roaming around your shop and there are glasses and it's causing damage. Is it tsar balei chayim to cut off the ear of a dog or to cut off the tail of an animal? Let's see. Sefer Hasidim.
Sheep you're taking off there.
Let's see. But Sefer Hasidim Kosav.
That you're not allowed to do. That you're not allowed to
that you go give to a guy. You have to. No, so you don't do it. You give it to a. Right. You give it to a guy to do. You don't do it. You give it to a veterinarian or you do it. Amirli Amira. You should not buy one that was not neutered. You should buy one that already was done. But let's say you buy an animal. No,
they say it's fixed.
So then you don't do it. You tell one guy to tell another guy to do it. Amira li Amira.
Do what?
Okay, let's see.
To neuter an animal. Neuter. To take the sex out of it.
Spain.
Ha'im mutar lachtoich lebehema is novel lekelva zazna besefer chasidim kasav yesh tvarim shein at lalev sover yesh avon bedavar vuhu avon. There are things which people do not consider to be averos, but really in reality they are. Kigoin. Lishnois, Lishanois, Habriois, Miminach, Shenivu, to change creatures from the way they were created. Shkia Kodesh Baruch Hu also called Tzorchi HaKol Lefimashuhu. Hashem created every creature with everything that it needs. Kia Oifois, Haketanim, Edim, Zozim, Mimukoimam Lefisha, Oif, Mevi, Lechem, Lechol, Adshe, Gedalim, Bloi, Kinafayim. That there are certain birds that are very small and they cannot fly, and therefore Hashem created that their mothers or other creatures bring them their food. Aval, Oifois habayis miyad holchem. There are certain types of birds which immediately can travel. Lefishem chiyosai, their food is on the next page. Bahalicha v'loy ba'atifa, they can move because they move around. They don't fly. V'chein chayos oichlois esef hasadik yevsho lahavi. What?
People have birds and they clip their wings.
Okay, let's see. We'll come to that. Kiev shalehavi esev legatanim lekachelich. Hashem created every single creature with what it needs to survive. The creatures which are not fed, Hashem gave them the koyach of mobility as soon as they're born in order to find food to survive. Aval chayis atoifim mimalim chayrehem litrev teref. They store food in holes. Litroif teref ein tzarch lekato lot seis v'mnei she'enu yochol litroif. And therefore the parents provide for their offspring. So the Hashem did not create in the offspring of certain types of creatures mobility, the ability for them to capture, because it's most of the time the food has been provided for them by their parents who store food in reserve. Ubaro lechol dover tzrochav maginov kifi chatzarech. Hashem created for every creature what it needs. Kigoyin, another case, another example. Karnayim lebehema tohara. Logim and achayos. Hashem gave animals horns in order to protect, to fight, to protect themselves. V'gam bavur lechachich bochem ulegarish zuvuvim, to drive away, to scratch themselves if they itch, or to drive away flies. V'toloim hanoshim bavur to drive away insects that irritate them. Ubara, here we coming to our topic. Hashem created a tail, zonov b'mokim shloyiga karnayim legarish zuvuvim biznavo. A tail is used to swat flies. Okay, some animals use their tail to swat any insects which are irritating them. Because lekach, therefore, baru l'shar zon of aruch b'makom shlo yigya karnav. Hashem created for this. What the Sefer HaChassidim says, that's why Hashem created a tail for the shar, a very long tail, so that it can swat itself in the place where the horns cannot reach. Legareish zivuvim b'znavoy la'atzar la'azor li'atzma b'zvonu, to help itself with its tail la'izim. Hashem created for goats shekarneha zukufim v'loy kifufim borom zon of got a small tail kits savaram aruch, they have a very long neck. V'karneha magim l'chol gufay v'einat tzach l'znavay, the tail is proportionate to the horns. Whatever the horns are lacking, Hashem compensated with the tail. That's what it says in the Sefer HaChassidim. Harei im yachtech adam zon of habehem v'husav v'lo yasisi tzar b'alechem. A person therefore says, therefore, if you're going to cut off the tail of an animal, I'm not causing any tzar. What tzar b'alechem is there? Harei goyrim tzar lebehema she'ena yecholel lisakein. You're causing irreparable harm. Oid la'azor min ha'azuvim, will no longer be able to protect yourself from the flies. Uboru la'adam l'doiv l'koif yadayim l'ficha, therefore ein tzichim zon of. The reason why human beings do not have tails is because we have hands. Our hands serve the same function that a tail serves an animal. So therefore what he's saying over here is like cutting off the tail of an animal, it's like cutting off a person's hands. And just like it's a davar pashut ad me'ot, that if you cut off a person's arm, rachman l'tzlan, you're causing him unbearable, enormous pain for the rest of his life, that's really what you're doing to an animal by cutting off its tail. So a person should not take lightly the purpose of the tail. Cutting off a horn or a tail. Well, let's say there's a need to do so. To pluck out the feathers of a bird. Just like, of course, right, you need it. Or just like you're allowed to go shear off the wool of an animal. To cut the tongue of the bird, kidei sheyidaber I'm not sure what that means.
Chitzing
or yes, as osnei zon of akelef. Okay, to do the, whatever things that are necessary to cut off the tail or the ear or the tail of a dog. Kidei liapoiso to beautify it. The only time it is prohibited to injure an animal is only when you're doing it for no purpose. But when you're doing it for a purpose, then it's permitted. According to the Trumas Hadesh and Sharei, Loi Nivu Kol Abrios Rak L'Shanesh Es HaAdam. Creatures were created to serve man, not man to serve the animal. It's part, I'm not sure, part of the beautiful for man, man's beauty. Man needs these animals to parade in front of him when he marches in the street. I do not know why. But he's saying if there's a purpose, if there's a legitimate purpose, it is permitted. To cut the shchit of a goat who has round, So here's the story. You have an animal and its horns are getting in the way of the Mekayim HaShchita. You want to do Shchita, but before you do Shchita, you want to first cut off its horns. So you're causing the animal to have unnecessary or having tsar. You're causing the animal to have very great tsar when the animal is going to lose its horns. Are you allowed to do this? The answer is yes. You're doing it for your purpose. I can't do a kosher Shchita unless I remove the impediment. I remove the horn so it's mutter. V'nei b'shut beis David, kasav l'chich mimashah hikshu b'sugin al mash amin b'mishna. Koisev lo es haget al keren shel para v'noisein lo es hapara. Madua shelo yiktsois habalis al keren mea para v'lo mehutzach lo seis leisha kol hapara. Why did the Gemara come up with such a bizarre case where you're writing the get on the corn and you're giving the isha the entire animal? Why couldn't the Gemara discuss the case where you cut off the horn first? Why? And then you'll write the get on the horn. So he says, mikach mevor she'ein there is no concern cutting off the corn. Since the Gemara has this discussion about cutting off the horn, the Gemara does not make an issue of the tsar to the animal. So the Beis Tavis seems to want to disagree, and he wants to say that since the Gemara is very casual, the Gemara doesn't make any issue. There's no prohibition of causing tsar b'alechem by cutting off the horn of an animal. Not like what it says in the Sefer HaChassidim. Amnon b'shut tzien l'nefesh chaya hevi misefer get mekosher la'agoyin. I don't know who this is. Shadocha rayazo beir sheitachin shein divrei Gemara mum kishakoytes l'parah es karnech aydei sakin aydavish sheish b'tzar boy el amadubir hu kishakoytes aydei samu d'rachash layer yishu ha'eved v'aparah b'tzar hakitzitza. You're cutting off the horn in a way that does not involve pain. Well, if he's a bear, madu rash la perish shayishu mitzis yodesh levu mishum tzar balechayim. But I oid I am seven nevesh kolchay shavi kolanav herich oid bein yidin tzar balechayim b'tzitzas eiver me'abalchay. Maybe the case of the Gemara is going where you're not cutting off the animal, the horn, in a way that involves pain, and even when it comes to the Eved, Rashi mysteriously left out Tsar. Rashi only left out the issue of Chavala. What about the Tsar? It must be that we're dealing in a situation where you're able to avoid the Tsar through some type of advanced medical procedure. Agav, b'sefer mitarash shal rishayinim, hevi mimem mavua b'sefer ha'itim, shemishnaseinu nichtava b'shas gezeres ha'malchus, shebikshu lahastir maise haget, so he writes over here, is the reason why the Gemara Bechlal gives this very bizarre case of writing the get on the horn of an animal is because it was written during a time of Shmat, and the goyim would not allow a kosher get to be delivered. So they had to come up with some novel ideas of how to write a get. And the way they would write a get was they would write the get on the horn of an animal and give the isha the entire animal. So that was a novel way of giving get and being not in disguise. The goyim would not find out about this and prevent them from observing the mitzvahs. So therefore, if they would have to cut the get off the horn, so then it would be for a purpose. It would be for a purpose because they're living in times of Shema, then it would not be relevant. Okay, let's go to the next topic. Next topic is Sefer Torah Nikra Sefer. Is a Sefer Torah called a Sefer? Why would you think not? So let's see what it says. B'shut Nagbi Huda. Nishan. Let's see. We'll see. He'll explain. Nishal im sefer Torah nikra b'shem sefer v'nichlal b'chlal matana shekosav bo shenoisen loy kol hasfarim sheyesh loy. If a person writes in the will, I want to give to so-and-so all of my sephorim, and it is discovered that he owns a Sefer Torah that is currently being housed, being hosted in a shul, does the Sefer Torah also become property of the recipient? Is a Sefer Torah called a Sefer? Maybe we call a Sefer Torah a Torah, we don't call it a Sefer. So, the no de behuda paskin shaloyeda mokam sofik bezeh de adraba kol hasfarim shalom jilibsu al niyor inanikram Sefer kim loshon mushal mis Sefer Torah. It is obvious, yes, a Sefer Torah is the ultimate Sefer. And the books that we call today Sefarim are borrowed expressions. So the Iker is the Sefer Torah, is the Iker Sefer, and all of the other books on your shelf, they're only borrowing the term Sefer from the Sefer Torah.
What about a Megillah?
Megillah, let's see it, I'm not sure. Ki Iker Sefer b'loshoinei ho'ivri hu al dala al hadavar ha'nichtav al ha'klaf u'chamashakosa b'sugyin. Sefer, it says in the Pasek, Sefer. Ein li'el Sefer. I only know that when you go give a get to a woman, then you give the good to a woman a Sefer on parchment. How do I know you can write a get on other types of niyar, on papyrus, all these other types of materials? The Gemara goes on to make a drasha. The Chos of Rashi says, Sefer mashma klaf. Ulechein tzimitar shakos shenichtav ala klaf hu yanikra sefer b'yemes v'shar sfarim shalonu and nefasim al niyar. Einam nikroim sefer b'yemes rak shem mushal mi sefer Torah. Chos av mimasha ma'losa shabaloshin b'nei adam ein tzimitar b'chlal svarim. Lo yodati mi higin loy nevius zeh. I don't know who told you this prophecy. So the no de Behuda Paskin's clear as day that if a person writes in his will that he wants to bequeath to an individual all of his sefarim, and it is then discovered that this individual owns a Sefer Torah somewhere in some shul, that Sefer Torah has now become the property of the recipient. Ulam, not so fast. That may be the opinion of the Noida Behuda, but the Chasam Sofer disagrees. Ulam b'shut Chasam Sofer kosav lach like al hanoda b'Yehuda. The kosav shemasha kosav shesefer hu or is klaf devar of temuhim b'bnei shesefer hu sefiras devar. That's not what it means. A sefer does not mean parchment. Sefer literally means discussion. It means an expression. Sipur devarim, an expression of speech. The whole choymer galam shenichtav. The whole choymer galam shenichtav alav sefiras devarim. Any goylam, I'm sorry, kol choymer goylam. Any matter, like choymer, any matter that is used to preserve, to receive the expression, the story that is being expressed by the person. Goylam shenichtav olav sefiras devarim nikra hachoymer. The choymer, the matter, the parchment, the paper, is called al tsurasoi sefer. So the real translation of the word sefer is not parchment. The real translation of sefer is sipur devarim. It's something which is not even tangible. The book, the sefer, is a borrowed term which represents the capturing of this expression, of this discussion upon paper. What?
Computer file.
Oh, let's see. One thing at a time. Let's see. V'chvrak kisve hakodesh heichon shekosav b'sefer o ha-sefer shekosav b'sefer o ha-sefer v'chvrak kisve hakodesh heichon shekosav b'sefer in a sefer. Let's see. Oya sefer rumas al sefer hayadu b'halacha l'moshe misinai lichtav al or behema tohara dafka to write a kosher parchment v'chol b'sefer or a sefer v'chol b'sefer oya sapor kavanos al halacha l'moshe misinai refers to the halacha. The alkei legabe krisus shloi ksiv b'sefer el a sefer stam kosher. Kosher afilu al ola shel zayis. So the point over here is the base. Bisefer. Two different terms. There's sefer and there's bisefer. When you have the base means take this story, take this sefiras devarim, and put it on parchment, put it on a piece of paper. Bisefer. So a get, it does not say the word b'sefer, it says the word sefer, and therefore that's why it's kosher. Let's say for stam kosher afilu al olah shel zayis, the chasimas edim al shtaros, the afilu al gidin shanu lomdim zos me'apasik v'kuvchosav b'sefer v'chasoyim, avagav shekasav b'sefer luchur ha'yitzach lios al klav davka. Become over him to start in the dvar mitzvah. Other documents. It says me'apasik in Navi. It says with b'sefer al yidezes nismach al halachal v'shem sinai lios davka chasum al or behemut torah avagav d'shek. The kosher call goylam v'choymer amakabel tsuas tavarim. So Messiah. So therefore, it comes at the conclusion of Chasam Sefer. The advarim mivuradim l'chol mevin v'divrei ha'goyim who to bekan enam machriim. They're not clear. So he's not coming to disagree 100%. What he's basically saying is that the entire premise of the no de Yehuda is wrong. Now he's not totally disagreeing. He's just saying, let's just review what we learned. The no de Yehuda is suggesting that, again, the Shaila is, a person writes, I want to give all of my sefarim to so-and-so. Does that include a Sefer Torah? Because in our vernacular, our expression, we do not refer to a Sefer Torah with the word Sefer. It's called a Torah. It's called a Sefer Torah, it's not called a Sefer. What?
Chumash.
A printed Chumash, maybe. A printed Chumash. But not a Sefer.
Tell the someone to look, see, to take out the Sefer. That's what you say.
That's a pretty hot Sefer.
Okay, take out the sefer. You're right. Okay, maybe say it's changed. You're right. Maybe you say it. He's saying the Nodim Yehuda, the way he presents it, is that people do not refer to a sefer Torah. The one who asked the question is saying that in our vernacular, people do not call a sefer Torah a sefer. They call it a Torah. They don't call it a sefer. So the Nodim Yehuda says it doesn't make a difference for one important reason, and this is the point where the Chasam Sefer disagrees. It doesn't make a difference because every time you go out in the world and you have a word Sefer, that's not the correct word to refer to a storybook as a Sefer. Every time the word Sefer is being used in this world, it's being borrowed from the Sefer Torah in the Aron HaKodesh. So therefore, if that it's every word Sefer is a borrowed term, it has to be that the Iker is a Sefer Torah. So if you write in your will, I want to give a Sefer to my children, and of course it has to include the Sefer Torah. The Chasam Sefer says you're wrong. That's not true. Okay, that's not Hebrew. But he's just saying that the Iker Makar, the Chasam
store doesn't sell
Sefer Torah. But the Chasam Sefer is saying that the word Sefer is not a borrowed term. The word Sefer literally means Sipur Devarim. It means a story. It means an expression. It means a thought.
It's
a recorded. And how do you record it? So it's recorded different ways. So therefore, if in our vernacular we don't refer to a Sefer Torah as a Sefer, then it's not called a Sefer. Because it's not the real word. A Torah, the real word is not a Sefer. And it's only and if people are not referring to it, so you have two strikes against you. It's not the real word for the book, for the Sefer Torah. And it's not the way people refer to it. So what do you have working for you that the person who is the recipient of the gift should receive the Sefer Torah? Maybe not. Maybe in our day and age things have changed. Maybe you'll say that in the year 2016 people already are referring to Sefer Torah with the word Sefer, but not in his day. So therefore he just wants to bring out this point that there's a machlokes, the Nodi Yehuda and the Chasam Sefer, as to the precise translation and meaning of the word Sefer. Is it referred to a Sefer Torah, or Sefer means Sipur Devarim, which is put and recorded on parchment? So you want this, what about a CD, an electronic recording? That's not the way we talk. We in our vernacular, we refer to something that is recorded, a Sefer, only the recording of a Sipur Devarim on paper and ink, even if it's printed. Well, you never heard someone say
an e-book.
You wouldn't call it a book, you call it an e-book.
You call it an e-book. Sefer Torah. You don't say Sefer.
Okay, so that's another shali. Halechach al-Lashoin b'nei Adam. Halechach, that's another case.
But Nuchay is depending if you have a recipient's family or the giver's
family.
What about if a guy has a Megillah or he has the Nat, the Naviim that are written on cloth?
Okay, so are those called Sefarim? He's not addressing that question. I do not know. He's not addressing that issue. Okay, okay, let's just begin a little bit. The Ma'isa Mishloach Manos. Where are we up to over here? Mishloach Manos Al Yekoyf. Are you allowed to send a Mishloach Manos to a monkey, or today through a robot? a robot. Well, what about FedEx? Brown. What about the robots are extremely popular, right? They said by the year 2020 there will be everything's going to be a drone. Deliver your mishloach manos through a drone. So what is halacha?
Times have been training birds.
Eagles
to knock down.
I saw it. They
to knock them down?
To knock them down.
They had a drone. They grabbed them with the claws.
They grabbed them with the claws.
Well, they can't. An eagle can't let go, even if he wants to, until the land.
So what do they do with it?
They just want to knock them out of the sky. So
they grab it, and what happens?
They get it, and they fly off with it.
They fly off with it?
Yeah. I saw it. They showed it on television. They showed it in action. They had a drone flying. An eagle came and just swiped it.
Okay, let's begin. Maisa, let's see. Maisa b'yechad harabonim shehis oinein. He complained b'fnei Baal Hadivra Yoyel before the Satmar Rav Shashalch lo mishloach manos al yedei yeled hamechupush lekoif. A child was dressed up as a monkey. A child came to this person as a monkey with a costume as a monkey. He shivu admor al yicha be'einecha al zeh. What are you so upset about? Shafilu, even if you go to the left side. Ayde koif mamish. How you yuchaylim l'shlach? What are you upset? The person that has tainted because covet was insulted. A child dressed up as a monkey brought him the mishalach manos. So the Sadr Rav said to him, even if a real monkey would bring you the mishalach manos, it's kosher, it's good. The achiyachim sugin. What is it in the Gemara? It says here. Shenifzak b'mishnah hakol shem luchta v'saged afilu chesh v'katan. Anyone can write a get. How could they write a get? For the writing of the get, you do not need shlichus. We don't pass it like this, but you do not need shlichus. So the Chas Allah means that anyone can write it, but you don't have to have shlichus. A chere shayt of a kadin are not made shlichus, but they still are fulfilled the Chas. They're still human beings, and they can still write. Now the Chas v'chasam sefer v'da. Now how does that have to do with the monkey? V'da v'havein kol ma'ashamu chazal pleni bashlichus or ene bashlichus haynu ratzolaymar bashlichus kimoso. That only means, is he as good as you? The entire issue is being as good as you. Can he be my representative? But you can appoint someone, even a monkey, to be an agent. He's just not as good as you. He's just not. Sometimes you need to do it. When you need to do it, then your shliach must be equal to you. He must be kimoso. Only a Yisrael who is a bardas can be kimoso. A cheresh shayt v'katan cannot be kimoso. But if you do not need him to be kimoso, you don't need him to do what you're doing, but you do need an agent, they can act independently. Even a real monk, he can be an agent, as long as you don't need the requirement of kimoso. And he explains, when the Torah says you must do it, but we let your agent do it for you. Now here's a very chiddush. When he's saying a very big chiddush in the din of mishloach manos ish lirayehu, the shaliach of mishloach manos is not a din in you. Adarabba, mishloach manos, many paskin that you're not supposed to do it yourself. It's pumfa care from all the types of mitzvahs. Most mitzvahs you do yourself. So if you're pointing an agent, the agent must be kimoso. But mishloach manos bedavka, you should not do it, according to some opinions. The mela, you don't want it to be kimoso. So therefore, anyone that gets it to you, even if it's a koif, even if it's a drone, even if it's a service, is also good. And he said, the Chasam Sofer says that you should understand this because many Gedolim made this mistake. They don't understand that when it comes to Mishloach Manos, you do not need a kosher shliach. It just has to get done. And when it comes to writing the get, you need a din of the Lashma. Shema. When it comes to writing the get, it's more complex. You don't need shlichus. You don't have to write the get, but the get must be written l'shma. And a koyf cannot write in l'shma. But it has to be at least be l'shma. Now we go down to the bottom on the right side. It's better to do it through a shliach, because then the divra kasa b'chayve shekein derech ha'olam. Wait. He wants to say that really you should do it yourself. But if you don't do it yourself, it doesn't matter who does. Let's see. Okay, so he paskins that you can send a guy. And that's why it's very common today. People send mishloach manos through UPS. They do it online, and they have a guaranteed delivery on Purim itself. They're able to somehow work it out with these companies that the guy and the goyim do them, and that is 100% fine. It's no worse than children doing it for you. Sending children, that's the minimum. The minimum is you send children now to go and send out the mishloach manos.
Send it on Purim.
Yes, not necessarily. No, I don't believe it. Not necessarily. Has to get there. I don't think he has to be sent on Purim. I don't think so. Ulam, not everyone is such a fan of this halacha, of the Divrei Yoel. Ulam, the Piskei Tshuva, Hevi, B'Shema, Chasam Sovesh, Rabbi Yosheh, Har, Rabbi Akiva Eger, Histabik, B'Zeh. Okay, the Goyin, Rabbi Akiva Eger, is not so sure that it really works. It might very well be that Mishloach Manos must be through must be kimoisai, not through children, not through a koif, and not through a drone, and not through UPS. Vehei vehinei ha-mishna brura, kosav yoyse mizeh b'shem sev binyin tziyoin, shenestapik im hevi be'atzme ha-monos lo yideh shliach, im yoyse kevin shakosim mishloach monos ula tzor davka yideh shliach. The mishna brura paskins that maybe you should look at, you're not even yoyse if you do it yourself. Yeah, you must do it to a shliach. And who is the shliach? Well, he's not telling us who the shliach is, but that's machlekes. You don't even, you get a koif as well. On them, besev yifei lev, levav, achrei shehevi divra ha-binyin tzin kosav gan nirili shadinim imoy, b'mnei shebekro, ובפויסקים בדין מנמונוס לא הוסקו רק לשון שלויח ובכי מה ששמעתי עליך מרבון המסחסד עם קוינאי שעושה מייסה ליוס מי בעצמו.
He heard about a certain chosid. He was makbid that he himself delivered the משלוח מנוס ונויס נראה לקי ימיץ זו יוס ושטוחם נמצא חומר כולו. He made a mistake. He thought he was being machmer, and by being machmer he really ruled it for himself. ממני שדוב הזה על זה לפי הנראה אם ינקסו מדבר פויסקים צורך על ידי שליח ולא ידי עצמו המקיים הוועד ועוד כשהוא ידי שליח מצווה גררס מצווה שמקיים ראהו שני מצווס משלוח מונוס ומעטונוס לביוינים שנעשה מעטונו להשליח.
You're giving a gift to their agent. Why? Because you're giving a tip.
מבני שרויב השלוחים שמשלח מידע מנוס הם נצרחים ונצרחים.
He says that in his time the people that were delivered, the delivery men were nitzrachim, were poor people, and they were paid for the service. So there's no greater gift than giving a person a job.
שמצפים שיידנו ביודם מעטונו ממקבלי המונוס.
That's the minig where it came about to give the kids money. Where did it come, this bizarre minig? Okay, this bizarre minig that you give money to the children. So he's saying is that even though today the children are not the avyonim because they're supported by their parents, but originally in ancient times the delivery man was poor. They were adults and they needed this money. So the money over here was a tip. So the tip they got was their parnasa. So therefore you being mekayim mishloach manos and matonos levim in one shot. Isn't that incredible chiddush? That's the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be like korech. V'kach hoy hilal hoy korech pesach matzu moror v'ochlem biyachad. You send the mishloach manos al yidei shaliach, so the recipient gets the mitzvah, and then you give mishloach manos to the one
the delivery man. So you mekayim v'asachas. Incredible, isn't it incredible? That's also mishluchim bechazarasim. Okay, so the bottom line over here is we have over here a mitzvah of mishloach monos. It's a big machlekes apayskim mizradin of mitzvah bo yoisa mishluchu the mishavur as a suffix. If we hold that mitzvah that you, the mitzvah zikr upon you, then your shlich will be limited. You the shlich would have to be just as good as you. But if you hold that adraba, there's no din of shlucho shodim kamoso. Adraba, the mitzvah is like there's someone else. Then he doesn't have to be as good as you. If he doesn't have to be as good as you, it opens up the possibility that it can be a child, it can be a koif, it can be a drone, it can be a UPS. Anyone can be the agent to deliver the mishloach manos. It's not like get. Get also does not require kamoso, but at least get requires a din lishma. That it does require. So the person can be in each a cheresh shaita v'katan, but as long as they're writing it l'shma, that's going to be valid. So we have over here introduced all different types of categories of shlichos. Okay, we'll stop.